It's always nice to speak with Leslie Elias, and it's always nice to talk with her about a lot of different things, but especially the Grumbling Griffins Theater. And it's hard to believe, but they've been around for 35, 36 years now. Leslie, congratulations, first of all, on your longevity, and thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you. We're so happy to be here. Thank you very much, Marshall.
All right, so let's talk about, first of all, we talked a little bit about this last year. This year's Grumbling Griffins Annual Theater Arts Camp at the Cornwall Town Hall for kids ages 6 through 16. Let's talk about this. This begins on June 27th, right?
Correct. It's the last week of June, spilling right consecutive, 8 consecutive days going right up to July 4th. Which is a Monday this year, and we are going to be the start of festivities in Cornwall. So our show will be at 11 a.m. And then after that, starting at noon, the Cornwall Park and Rec will be having lunch and having all kinds of wonderful festivities on the green. So you could take in our show and then participate and enjoy the festivities on the green. So it's a special day so that we hope a lot of people come and enjoy the performance at the beautiful town hall in Cornwall, an old stone building. And the kids will have 8 consecutive days to work on this show, all aspects of acting, writing, doing music, making masks, scenery, costumes, stage work, and the whole works.
Now, I see the ages of 6 to 16. Can these be kids that have been, they're novices and haven't done things like this before, and also kids that have done this before?
Yes, actually, the 16-year-olds, anybody could come in. They could call me about it, but several 16-year-olds have been with us for years, and they're going to be assisted counselors. But we welcome teenagers and children. You could be the first timer, and that would be terrific because we welcome kids from many towns, and we also welcome old timers. So it's really everybody. The children are a great group. It's like a big family, and there's always new kids and there's always veterans, and it's a great mix, and they're a wonderful bunch, always welcoming the other children, having a lot of fun together. After you've been there, they usually come back year after year, and it becomes quite a wonderful group, but they're always looking and accepting other children.
So once again, we're talking with Leslie Elias, and we're talking about the Grumbling Griffins Annual Theater Arts Camp. Children ages 6 through 16, 8 intensive days, right back to back, and it begins Monday, June 27th. Just very quickly, encapsulate what a normal day is going to be like, so people who are thinking about having their kids go, you know, how long they're going to be there, pick up and drop off and stuff like that.
Right, and there's flexibility, too, because if somebody has, a parent has a swim meet or this or that, we're very flexible, but the day begins at 9:30 and it ends at 3. There are half-day sessions available, too, for if somebody had a sport and wants to just be in the show and do the afternoon, or they're a young child and a long day is hard for them, they can do the morning or afternoon session. But believe it or not, we have even 5-year-olds, but we started at 6, who go through the day very, very well because we vary it. We do a lot of drama improvisation. They go out to the park. We take them, and they get to go in the playground and run around and even climb trees. And there's music. There's painting. There's making their own costume. They're making up songs. We bring in various. We have our Grumbling Griffins veteran actors. Johnny Sagala has been with us for 3 years now, and he's a puppeteer and an actor and a musician. He'll be working on all aspects. Alan Simon, who's a jazz musician teacher at Hotchkiss, is going to be an advisor in music, as well as Dale Adams, our musical theater director. We have Ellen Moon, who makes masks, who are various artists, and I'm going to see, usually we have stilt walkers come in and teach stilt walking. We'll see about that. So we have a wonderful blend of artists and lots of activity and also downtime, and where the kids play theater games or different games, have wonderful food every day, fresh every day. Parents volunteer and bring in a different delicious snack for the kids. And so it becomes quite a wonderful way to celebrate summer.
We're speaking once again with Leslie Elias. And now this all culminates the mixed up fairy tale, a wild and wonderful weave of fantasy and fiction, which will be the performance that happens at the Cornwall Town Hall on July 4th at 11. A little bit about that mixed up fairy tale.
Okay, well, it originated when I was hired by Region 1 through Linda Pepe, where we created with the kids the original script. It was a two-week summer intensive, and those students that helped me write it, one of them being Ellen Moon's daughter, Hannah Colbert, who's now, I think, turning 26, and her niece, who is a wonderful artist and musician. So children that helped me write it were part of this wonderful, crazy, madcap tale where it begins where Cinderella, I'll just read you a quick monologue. After the glass slipper, I thought my life would be just dandy, but the prince is never home. I was not born to clean up after my husband. First it was my stepmother's, then it was my stepsister's, then it was my stepmother, and now him, Prince Charming. It's driving me mad, 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 and at that moment the Mad Hatter appears, and they decide to have a Mad Hatter tea party and a ball, but don't invite any of the evil characters from all time. And it becomes, it's very wonderfully woven with many, many characters which kids love to play, and has a surprise ending with lots of live music. And the music will be played by two teens who are 14-year-old and maybe other kids that come in that want to play music. We're going to have a band, and Trevor Hampson, whose parents run the Cornwall Inn, is going to be playing keyboard, and R.E.A. Said will be playing drums, and we welcome other young musicians who want to come and just do the music or act and do music.
Now, for those of you listening now who want more information, you can get it a couple of different ways. grumblinggriffins.org, that's grumblinggriffins.org. Or you can contact Leslie by telephone at 860-672-0286. And what's great about this is it all culminates with that July 4th performance at 11 o'clock at the Cornwall Town Hall. And if you folks have never been to a July 4th celebration in Cornwall, it really is a great old-fashioned type of event.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. And I specifically made the show early enough that our campers, whoever is in it, after the show, they get to have lunch, and the proceeds usually go to raise the money for the next year's eighth grade class trip. So they have great food, and then they have games and tug of war and all kinds of great things.
All right. Now, before we wrap this up, I want to ask you a question about your son, because it's obviously the apple doesn't fall, or the peach doesn't fall far from the tree. Explain a little about an award he's received.
Yes, one of my twins, Daniel Said, won the Young Writers Award through ASAP. It's the Connecticut Young Writers Award, and he wrote a poem. And there were 10 young writers throughout the region, throughout the whole state, that were chosen for their poem or fiction, and that will be presented at the Gunnery on June 3rd, Saturday night, a wonderful event, and it's a real honor. It's the second time that he's won it. But he will be performing here in Cornwall at our home studio, a special concert for senior citizens as part of his explorations project on Sunday, May 22nd at 3 p.m. And you don't have to be a senior to enjoy it. He'll be doing all kinds of show tunes, piano, singing, jokes, and whimsical comedy.
Well, once again, the 2016 Grumbling Griffins Annual Theater Arts Camp, Cornwall Town Hall, for children 6 to 16, beginning Monday, June 27th, eight consecutive days, wrapping up with that the mixed-up fairy tale, wild and wonderful weave of fantasy and fiction performance at the Cornwall Town Hall on Monday, July 4th. Once again, for information, 860-672-0286. Now, also, one thing very quickly before we go, there are partial scholarships available for people that participate in this, right?
Correct, yes. We have been granted some funding for area children, and we always make allowances if somebody can't afford to come. We welcome them.
And once again, if you want to download the camp registration, grumblinggriffins.org, grumblinggriffons.org. Leslie, again, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thank you so much, Marshall. We look forward to summer and seeing you there.